Let's continue what we're up to in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Last time we noted that the Chiddush of the Rambam is he begins Hilchos Talmud Torah by telling us who doesn't have a chiyuv, right? That Noshim, Avadim, Ketanim don't have the chiyuv. And then the Rambam goes on in Halacha Beis. Kishem shechayev odom ulamed es bino, kachu chayev ulamed es ben bino, shenemar beholdatom luvonecho vluvnevonecho. Just like there's a chayev to teach your son, there's a chayev to teach your grandson. The pasuk says beholdatom luvonecho vluvnevonecho. That teaches me that there's a chayev to teach Torah to your grandson as well as your son. Velo bino ben bino bilvad. Ela mitzvah kol chacham v'chacham Yisrael v'lameid es kol ha-talmidim af al-pi she'enon banav. Not only your son and your grandson, but there's a mitzvah in every chacham to teach all the talmidim, even though they're not your children. Shenema v'shinantam v'banecha v'pi ha-shmur lamdu banecha elu talmidecha sha-talmidim kriyim banim shenema v'yotsu b'nei ha-neviyim imkein lamanetztava al-beno v'al-ben-beno l'haktin b'no l'ben-beno. Okay, so the Rambam over here is doing something a little bit different than what I did last time. In other words, well, the way I presented the sugya last time is that there's two separate mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of the father to teach Torah, and then there's the mitzvah of the Rebbe. And the father's mitzvah comes from v'holdatom levanecho v'levanecho. And the Rebbe's mitzvah comes from Vishinantam Levanecha. And the way we presented it last time, what that meant is that the mitzvah of the father is Vahodatam Levanecha, Yom HaShamat Levanecha, Hashem Lokecha B'choreiv. It's to connect people to the Har Sinai experience to create that Avira, that feeling like you are connected to Har Sinai. And the mitzvah of the Rebbe is Vishinantam Avanecha, is to convey information in a clear way that you know it clearly. That's why we presented it. And I'm not going to move away from that because I think it's absolutely correct. MS, right? MS means it's correct. We're not going to move away from it. However, in Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that there's some link between these two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Vahidatam Avanecha Vnei Avanecha. That mitzvah means teach Torah to your sons and your grandchildren. Zok the Rambam, not only your sons and your grandchildren, but mitzvah al kol chacham v'chacham Yisrael to teach all the Talmidim. You get the impression that the Rambam is like making a segue. He doesn't have a kishem, but the Rambam says that by bino and velo bino ben bino ela mitzvah kol chacham v'chacham Yisrael l'lamed es kol ha-talmidim. Okay, if I understand it correctly like this, the Rambam is saying that there's a mitzvah for a father to teach his children, his grandchildren. Not only that, there's also a mitzvah which is very similar but also different. And the differences between the mitzvah of a Rebbe and the mitzvah of a father, if I read this Rambam correctly, is as follows. Difference one. Kishem shechayiv adam lelamed espino. There's a chiyuv, absolute obligation. Yateiti, yateitu shelo tamosh, right? It is a peg, it can't move. By the way, thank you for sending those marimakomis to the olam. It's a peg, it can't move, there's a mitzvah, there's not just a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to teach your son and your grandson Torah. Mitzvah to teach Talmidim. Chiyuv and mitzvah are different, no? Chiyuv means absolute obligation. Mitzvah in this context, I would say, means brownie points. Mitzvah means that it's a good thing to do. It's probably something that you're commanded to do, but it's less of a command than chiyuv. Point one. Point two within the Rambam. The chiyuv that a father has to teach his sons and his grandchildren, that chiyuv is every father. You don't have to be a chacham. The mitzvah for the chacham to teach is only for a chacham. If an individual lo yitzuyer didn't go to yeshiva university, studied in some other college, and never rose to the level of chacham, so the individual still has to teach Torah to his son and his grandson, no? But there is no obligation to teach kol ha-talmidim. The obligation to teach kol ha-talmidim is only on the chacham. The Moshe Feinstein writes in the Hakdama to the Dibros Moshe that this chiyuv on the chacham is interesting. It depends how much of a chacham you are. The more of a chacham that you are, the more a chiyuv you have to teach Torah to everybody. I think there's a certain logic to it. But Moshe writes in the Hakdama there to Dibros Moshe, I don't think he's bragging, chas v'shalom, but he says, listen, you know, I have a few talmidim who sit in front of me, but I have an opportunity to teach Torah to so many people outside. That's why I write Sfarim. Writing Sfarim is an opportunity to impact on those outside of your immediate orbit. Again, to the extent that you're a chacham, you have to spread your chachma to everyone else. So we have two distinctions between the, maybe three, between a father and a Rebbe. Right? Distinction one is that the chiyuv element. Distinction two, we noted, is the source. Is it v'hodatam levanecha or v'shinatam? And distinction three is going to be that the Rebbe's obligation is only when the Rebbe's a chacham, as opposed to should the Rebbe not be a chacham. Distinction four that the Rambam tells us about is lahakdim beno leben beno uben beno leben chaveru. Just like we see by tzedaka that there are priorities, and the priorities are based on rules of hakarov karov kodem. So here also by Talmud Torah, you have more of a chiyuv to your own family than you have to others. This is actually interesting because befoal it often works the opposite way. That you have tremendous talmidei chachamim and they teach others more than they teach their own children, no? And sometimes the children might not know what daddy's shita is on X, Y, and Z, and the talmidim do know it. I understand why that happens, but in some ways it's really not in line with the Rambam. I actually find it very beautiful that this year in Yeshiva, Rav Schechter has two of his grandchildren who came from Eretz Yisrael, and they sit and they learn with him. It's a very beautiful thing because there's more of a chiyuv to your own family, like just like we have by tzedaka, mi besarcha altis alam, there's more of a chiyuv to immediate family than there is outside. Let's make a few other points. There's another chiyuv, another difference between your family and all your talmidim. If you read the Rambam Halacha Gimel, chayav liskar melamed lebenoy lelamdo, ve'enu chayav lelamed ben chaveru ela bechinam. I have to pay money for my son's tuition. No? My chiyuv to my family is to pay money. When I have an obligation to teach Torah to others, that doesn't involve paying money. Now, the Kesef Mishnah over here has a suffix, interestingly. The Rambam just writes that there's a chiyuv to hire a Rebbe for your own son. Chayiv liskar melamed lebeno lelamdo. What about ben beno? Do you have to pay tuition for your grandchildren? So one of the Lakewood is an unbelievable community. Honestly, probably in the history of Klal Yisrael, we haven't had a situation like Lakewood or B'nai Brak ever. No, it's a town where basically almost no one works. Now, I mean, Lakewood now is changing. Now, Lakewood is becoming, there are stores, it's become much more, but the Lakewood of 20, 30 years ago was much more of just like a Torah town. I have a cousin in Lakewood, the name is Schwartz, actually. And Devaira, who is around my age, one time we were spending the Shabbos in Lakewood, so she told me that her father is the only professional in her class of 40 girls in Base Vega. Again, this is probably 30-some-odd years ago. I'm like, whoa. It was like a culture shock. And my cousin in Lakewood was in the yeshiva for a few years, and he decided to become a lawyer, but he liked learning Torah, and he decided to stay in Lakewood. I think that's like a very beautiful thing. He actually wrote some svarim, living in Lakewood as a lawyer. That's mamish beautiful. But he was the only professional in the class. Now, that doesn't mean the only working person, right? There are others who worked, but he was the only one with like a profession, like an educated person. So one of the yeshivas in Lakewood has a thing that they send the tuition bill to the grandparents. The cheshbon is, the parents can't afford it, no. They're in kollel or whatever. Let the grandparents pay. That's based on the suffix over here in the Kesef Mishnah, where he says, Efsher de ledas rabbeinu gam leben beno chayav liskar melamed. Efsher. It's a suffix. Now, once it's a suffix, it would seem to me that hamotzi mechaver alaf haraya. In other words, they could send the bill to the grandparents, but the grandparents could say, it's only a suffix in the Kesef Mishnah, I'm not paying. Right? Oh. But I don't know.
Is the chiyuv to pay the money or to make sure that your grandson gets his education?
So again, I think it means to make sure he gets an education, even if it means paying money. Okay. I mean, right? Or for your son, not necessarily your grandson. There's a chiyuv to teach your grandson if you can. Right? Because the mission is misupik, whether the chiyuv that I have to pay money only applies to a son or even to a grandson.
But I mean, for the grandparents in this scenario, the alternative isn't that the child is kicked out of school, right? It's just that the school doesn't get as much money.
Correct. In other words,
why would there be? There shouldn't be a chiyuv.
Al pi din, I think everyone would agree that the grandparent could say, no, 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 I'm not paying the tuition. I'm a retiree. Let my grandchildren come and live with me. Absolutely. I think that's really correct. Now, just one other ha'ara over here in the Rambam, then we have to learn some more Gemara. The Rambam writes, Mipi ha'shmua lomdu, banecha elu tamidecha. Mishinantam b'fanecha, banecha elu tamidecha. Which, actually, years ago, Maichai Kasmicha. So the speaker was a young man named Ari Berman, who currently is the president of Yeshiva University. So Ari Berman, rabbi, doctor, professor, president, whatever he is, gave a speech. There is always a student who speaks at the Chai Kasmicha, and he spoke about Banecha Eilu Tamidecha. That was like he kept on drilling the point home. It's a very beautiful idea, meaning that a Rebbe's attitude toward teaching should be one of almost like a familial relationship. If you don't love your Talmidim, you're not going to be successful teaching them. I think that's why that idea of Banecha Eilu Talmidecha that the Rambam stresses over here. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam might say, just like Talmidim have a chiyuv covered for the Rebbe has a chiyuv to be mechabed as Talmidim. Ulo karavan, kacham rechacham, yehi kvo Talmidcha chaviv olacha kishocha, v'tzach adam lehizar b'talmidav ola ohavam shehem habanim. A Rebbe has a chiyuv to love his Talmidim, because the Talmidim are the children. Deshinantam levanecha elu Talmidecha. So even though we began by noting that there's like two distinct mitzvahs, right, the mitzvah of a father and the mitzvah of a Rebbe, that is correct, but the attitude that one should have when you're teaching Talmidim is that Talmidim are kruyim banim. Okay, so let's move on to learning some Gemara.